It's been a pretty good year for business at the nation's theme parks, with a notable exception. SeaWorld, which has parks in San Diego, San Antonio, and Orlando, saw its attendance drop in recent months. The company blames that in part on fallout from Blackfish, a documentary film that's critical of the way SeaWorld treats its captive killer whales. NPR's Greg Allen has a report on how SeaWorld is trying to get past the film's bad publicity.
At SeaWorld's Orlando Park, the noon show has just ended. A few thousand visitors stream for the exits. Chris Dold is SeaWorld's chief veterinarian.
This is Shamu Stadium. We're standing here looking out over the front pool where the guests have an opportunity to enjoy the show and see the whales.
The show's over, but SeaWorld trainers are still working with the animals that are the park's main attractions, its captive killer whales. The killer whales, or orcas, are coming out of the water onto a slide-out where they interact with trainers.
Tilikum is approaching the slide-out, and he's here with Trua. And so we have given the signal asking them to both slide up out of the water.
Tilikum is a large male and SeaWorld's best-known orca. He's been involved in the deaths of three people. The most recent was trainer Don Branchot, who was killed in 2010, an incident that's the centerpiece of the film documentary Blackfish. In the film, critics like former trainer Samantha Berg question SeaWorld's business model, using captive killer whales as attractions in popular entertainment.
It's time to stop forcing the animals to perform in basically a circus environment, and they should release the animals that are young enough and healthy enough to be released.
When Blackfish debuted last year, SeaWorld said little publicly. But things changed after Blackfish was acquired by CNN, which aired the documentary more than a dozen times, bringing it, CNN says, to tens of millions of viewers. Perhaps even more damaging to SeaWorld, lawmakers in California took up a bill that would ban using killer whales in shows. SeaWorld lobbied hard against the proposed law, and it was tabled. The company finally began a vigorous campaign on the web and in social media. Dold says for him and others at SeaWorld, that was a great day, when they finally began telling their side of the story.
The frustrating thing is that at the root of the criticism is this sense that we don't care, that we're heartless in our approach to the care of these animals. And that's the main thing that is wildly off base. We obsess about this.
Over the last several months, while other theme parks did well, SeaWorld's attendance declined. Last month, the company finally conceded what many had suspected, that the debate over captive killer whales was hurting its bottom line. The company's stock price plummeted by a third. Tuna Amobi, an entertainment analyst for Standard & Poor's Equity Research, says he believes SeaWorld will eventually overcome its current problems, and it's still a good investment.
The belief is that this sentiment will wear out and the valuation at this level seem relatively attractive, you know, given the declines that we've seen.
Days after its steep stock drop, SeaWorld took a step toward repairing its public image with the announcement of a new environment for its killer whales. SeaWorld chief vet Chris Dold says a new project called Blue World will greatly expand the orca's habitat. Standing at the edge of a pool in Shamu Stadium, he says it will also add ocean-like currents and other features designed to stimulate and challenge the killer whales.
This is the best viewpoint to see that where our whales live today is a series of large pools, a very large habitat and facility, and Blue World is about doubling this entire space.
It will cost hundreds of millions of dollars, with the first phase planned for SeaWorld San Diego. Tim Zimmerman, a writer for Outside Magazine and an associate producer of Blackfish, says SeaWorld seems to be acknowledging that the pools they've been using are inadequate. But he says the plans sidestep key issues.
Nothing about enlarging the pools will deal with the stress and health issues associated with captivity. So to me, enlarging the pools shows that they understand there's a problem with the environment, but really what they're doing is tweaking their captivity model as opposed to really taking a close look at how they could reinvent it or even transition away from it.
SeaWorld doesn't expect to open its new orca habitat in San Diego until 2018. In the meantime, it's facing a new challenge. This week, some SeaWorld shareholders filed suit against the company, claiming that it lied about earlier attendance declines and its treatment of killer whales. Greg Allen, NPR News, Miami.